Hello, this is Max. How can I help you?
Hello, is this Don Rhodes?
Yep, this is Don. How can I help you?
Okay, hi. My name is Christian. I'm currently a client, I would say, of your guys's. I'm currently just trying to part ways with you guys, and Samantha is making it very, very difficult. She's not answering any of my texts or anything. Things have been really weird at this company, and I would like to move on and work with freelance writers I'm interested in.
Okay, you're in contact with Samantha and telling me she's making difficult to part ways. Okay. Give me 1 second.
Yeah.
I need to call Samantha into my office and see what's up with this. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Hello, Mr. Christian, are you there?
Hi, I'm still here.
Perfect. Mr. King, I just had a briefing with Samantha regarding your case. Thank you so much for patiently waiting on the line with me. She tells me that there were some issues initially, and then, Samantha and Rachel straightened things out after the initial Haley fiasco. But then there were some miscommunication. The communication, a distance started coming up from December, and you just got back with us last week with an entirely different outline, which they did work initially. Is that correct? I just want your perspective about the situation, not really, pointy figures here. Well, I want to listen what you have to tell me.
What I would like to say is everything's written down, but also on top of that, sir, I need to ask this because I think you might be the owner, right? You're the owner, right?
No. John Seiko is the owner. I'm second in command. I deal with all of the compliance.
Okay. Because I don't think you know what's going on, and I'm just right now. I am shocked. Okay, so a long story short, I was manipulated by Haley. Just so many ways, and And she was trying to get more money out of me. And on top of that, she was telling me that she could pay for the copyright, like 80% of the copyright, right? And it would come out of her money, and I would just have to pay her back later. And then I told Samantha this, right? And then she told me that you guys had a whole investigation on Haley and found that everything she was doing was not up to par, basically, with your guys' code or whatever. Coming to find out, I'm trying to figure out your phone number. I'm on the website right now, and I'm asking for Dawn, you. And Haley Stringfellow is there. She told me she got fired for basically lying to me and trying to scam me out of money. She got fired for that, and
he is no longer part of the company. Somebody else is using her account. Because when you, we have a subscription with Zendesk, we can't change the name of the users until the subscription expires. It's a yearly subscription. Haley is no longer part of our company. The investigation they're talking about actually did happen, and we did part ways with Haley. It's just that by default, the app that we use, it's called Zendesk. You can research about it. It's a yearly subscription that we buy from them in order to talk to you over our website. So when we pay something on a yearly basis, we can't change the name of the user for that year. That's the only reason we still have. If any come to our website, sometimes Haley Stringfellow will pop up. But we didn't think it was like crazy important. But I can do what you're saying. Please continue.
Continuous lies happening. And from the whole entire her coming to you guys and saying that I have a whole different outline, I don't know if she's referencing back then when I was completely uncomfortable when I figured out that Haley was scamming me. I was completely uncomfortable with giving Haley any more information, so I withheld my entire ideas from my outline from the whole entire team because Because I thought Samantha was for her to say that when I've already explained that to her is very upsetting. And on top of that, I had made it clear in the very beginning, and we Samantha and I had a whole conversation about this too, that I had made it clear to Haley when she roped me into being with you guys that I was going to have I was going to need a break until January to get my whole entire outline situated. It's all in there. And then there's on top of so many other things. I asked her, I had movies that I wanted to have references from, and Samantha, Haley said yes, the author would watch them with me. And then so I believed her. Coming to find out, there's I would suggest them, and they would not even know what I'm talking about, like, 3 weeks later. Like, and it's really frustrating because they say they're going to do something, and then they never do it. They're juggling me with four other people. They can't even keep up with their lies. And I told them, I am a, but I prefer when they're honest with me. Like, if they need another week, like, for example, this week, last week, I turned in my new outline, because I've never really had an outline. We were just discussing just scenarios and things that could happen. So this is actually my official first outline I've ever written. So I turned that in, Haley, Rachel texted me this word for word. Let me get this real quick.
Makes sense. Christian, first of all, where do I start?
Hello?
Continue, go ahead.
Okay, so she texted me, "Hi, Chris, I hope you're doing well. We have received your email. We are discussing the timeline and are trying to get a hold of what you have sent." So those words mean that she is discussing the timeline. Her and Samantha are discussing the timeline, which means they are currently discussing timeline. If that is not the, so to me, I'm over here thinking, okay, so I'm not going to touch my timeline, I'm not going to touch my outline until we talk about it. So it's been, she says, we will let you know once we done, this is word, I'm just going to correct it, once we with reviewing and then can schedule a call accordingly. I said, awesome, thank you. Next day I was like, let me know what you guys think. next day was like, hello, Rachel, please give me an update, please. Don't review this extensively as we should be doing that together. It's not much, so please let me know where everyone is at right now. Thank you. And I'm only saying this because it's like, why is it taking 3 days to read like under 1,500 words? Like, and then you just told me once you got it that you are reviewing it, like the day later you are reviewing it with her at that moment. So then she goes, hello, Chris. Yes, we'll review it together. But, and it's like, what? You just said a couple of days ago that you were reviewing it. And it's like, if I knew that she was going to put this on the back burner for weeks, I would be adding more to it. And then when she tells me that, like, they're going to actually look at it, I would send her an updated, revised version of my outline. And she didn't do that. I told her it's not about, like, her pushing me to the side, although that does bother me, but it's about how they handle that. And it's continuous lies. Like, it's not misinformation. It's not talking, and then we're not getting a hold of each other. It's all in text. And it's, like, it's very frustrating. It's very frustrating that she's blatantly lying to you right now and saying that, like it. We have handled this, like, so many times. I've given them so many chances. You know, I got the ultimate pack or whatever, like the platinum pack. And yeah. It's been about since I don't know what happened, but I haven't had a third person for past 6 months, like I was promised. They kept telling me, yes, we'll find someone. We found somebody. Never met them for 6 months. And it's like, it's just the two of them. It's like, but yeah. Like, I got the ultimate package, which is another person. And then they kept lying to me, saying they're going to find somebody, and then they found somebody, and I never meet them. It's continuous lies with them, and I can't keep juggling them. It really is, because I don't know whether to continue my timeline. I don't know what to do. I really don't know what to do, and I just want to work with people who are excited about my project like I am.
Christian, allow me. This is so disheartening for me to hear all of this from you. Well, these are not the values that John and I, you know, founded this company on. That's my deepest, deepest condolences, you know. And I'm so sorry that you even had to go through this. I cannot even fathom the amount of emotional stress that you must have been going through, considering that's your first book. And, you know, I wouldn't, trust me, you're being so nice to me. If it was me, I would have talked to somebody like me in a very different tone. So thank you so much for being so nice and being so professional about this whole situation. Question, first of all.
Just the person I am. I'm not, like, a mean person. I'm an understanding person, but there's just so much that I can. And then also have someone turn around and then spew lies about me when everything is literally in text. Like, it's insane. It's insanity. Like I don't.
Question,
she's literally doing what.
Kelly was doing things that we, you know, did, you know, were swept under the radar for a while. We did, you know, fire her. The one thing, there was just one thing, one time thing that happened, and, you know, she got fired because of that. As far as Samantha and Rachel are concerned, they're actually really excited about your project. I called in Samantha, she was like, yeah, we've been doing great, Rachel and I, we really like this project. It's just that the outline got revised, and we just need time for that. So if you understand from, you know, I'm not saying what you're saying is, you know, I think what you're saying is 100% true, and I will actively work on it. I'll take more time with my team meetings. I'll address this issue. We'll make this case, you know, a case that everybody knows that, and, you know, we will make sure that, you know, such things not, you know, repeat in our company. All I want from you, Christian, you know, take my word for it. Just give Samantha a few days, you know, just work on it out. Just like you said, you know, you weren't really fully coming out with the information. So obviously the perspective that they probably have about the story wasn't really fully because, you know, you were withholding information because of lack of trust. But I just want you to know that, you know, trust is built by making commitments and fulfilling them. And I'm making a commitment with you that we will turn around things. Just go back. I'll ask Samantha and Rachel to reach out to you. Just, you know, for my sake, you know, give it 30 minutes. days. You know, give it Feb and March, a couple of months. Look at the progress. Trust me, Christian. This is your first book. That's why I'm telling you. You know, it's usually the first 20%, like the outline in the first two chapters, take 80% of the time. I once worked on a book. For the first 9 months, we were just on the first chapter, but the remaining 4 months, we have the whole book ready. So the first few steps are the hardest. It gets easier. It gets smoother. 3 months down the lane, you wouldn't even believe you're working with the same company with the kind of quick responses you'd be getting, because then everybody else would be on the same wavelength. I'm asking Rachel and Samantha to get in touch with you based off what their availability is today. But, you know, just give them some time. That's all we're asking you for. And, you know, once we're on the same page, once you have the outline nailed, once you have the first two chapters, these are the only difficult steps. And, you know, I've been in this industry for 30 years now. And when we first started, you know, my parents started off a ghostwriting company when ghostwriting was done on typewriters. So can you imagine, you know, it usually takes a lot of time. It's a creative process. It's not like we're just opening up, an anime theory and copying and pasting the entire story in a book. This is original content, Christian. This is your imagination. This is your idea. These are going to change the next 5-10 years of your life. You know, the whole situation. So let me just contact Samantha. It was amazing talking to you. I have the full picture now. Just give me like a few of the time. I'm not committing you exact timeline right now because I need to check in the calendar. If I tell you 30 minutes and then call, it's going to be a little bad on me. Just give me some time. I'm going to reach out to you within today and just, you know, try to work with them just for my sake, okay? And you'll see how things will turn out. I'll make sure my best and the brightest are on the team, okay?
Sure. I mean, this would be like the fifth chance I've given you, given them. And I'm saying they're asking, and I'm saying, like, they just went, you're telling me right now, if you're telling me that she went in the office and said all that, and it's like that was an active lie. On top of that, like the active lies in text messages, all you have to do is just reread the text messages and just see all the myths, the promises
that never came true. Let's just start this new leaf. Consider this your first try from the new outline. We'll consider this a try one. As you know, we have a new outline right now. Everybody's going to be on the same page from this point onwards. Just forget everything that happened. Let's start over a new fresh page. I know you have given us a few chances before, and it takes a big heart for a person like you to do it again. But consider this our first retry, and let's start working. And see, there will be revisions when it comes to your work, but the kind of service, the kind of commitment you'll see from our end, you'll see a complete, 180 degrees over there.
Okay.
Let me just reach out to Rachel and Samantha immediately before they go, off to their late tea break, so that I can ask them to stay for a couple hours extra if that's needed. But they will get this sorted out. Okay, you have my word. And you know, I'll ask them to make sure whenever you're calling this line, your call should be redirected to on my line immediately. And if somebody else picks up, just tell them you want to talk. Done. She'll send it to you. They'll send you to me.
Okay.
Give me one thing. I'm entering Samantha's office right away.
Okay, but could you also make sure that you guys add a third person on my team, please?
Absolutely. No problem.
Okay.
That's not an issue. I'm so glad you asked.
And I would hope that you do or have someone personally review the text messages so you do see I am not lying and have been a lot of missed promises. So
I trust everything that's coming out of your mouth. Trust me. Okay? Don't worry about this, honey. Let me just take care of the situation. Bye.